USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Supreme Court has heard arguments in the case over whether Colorado can remove Donald Trump from its primary ballot. A decision is expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. The case stems from a Colorado Supreme Court decision ruling Trump engaged in insurrection and can be removed from the state's primary ballot. While at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, the former president continues to claim he was not behind an insurrection.
This was an insurrection, if it was an insurrection, which there were no guns, there were no anything except for the fact that they shot Ashley Babbitt. Somebody from police force shot Ashley Babbitt. So unnecessary, so sad, so horrible. But there were no guns.
As President Biden's bipartisan immigration plans remain stalled in Congress, Republican lawmakers are urging the president to take executive action to protect the southern border. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke to reporters about the importance of passing border legislation.
More broadly, there's not a executive action that actually could have done or implemented in an effective way what that bipartisan agreement could have, right? That is just a fact.
As Senate Democrats focus on lowering health care costs for Americans, the Senate Health Care Committee is holding a hearing to try to find out why prescription drug prices are remaining high. CEO of Bristol Squibb Myers, Chris Berner, tells the committee how the health care system in the country does not help Americans get prices for low drugs.
We know our American system is far from perfect. Patients bear the brunt of a complex U.S. system that results in increasing health care costs and a lack of affordability.
Both the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers held practices in Las Vegas Thursday as they continue to prepare for the Super Bowl. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says consumer prices are not likely to fall to pre-pandemic levels. She spoke at a meeting on the Senate Banking Committee when asked by Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy about inflation.
It'll take a recession to get these prices down.
Well, we don't have to get the prices down because wages are going up.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. officially revealing 7 individuals have been indicted for the recent attack on a pair of NYPD officers. The DA announcing 5 of the 7 individuals. The DA announcing 5 of the individuals who were arrested last week all will be facing felony charges for their involvement in the attack. D.A. Bragg describing the charges the 2 remaining suspects will face.
2 other individuals are under seal. The general conduct charge is that they assaulted the officers, kicking and grabbing their legs. But since they were not previously charged in complaint, those names are sealed.
Special Counsel Robert Hur is declining to charge President Joe Biden for willfully retaining, disclosing, and grossly mishandling a number of classified documents as a private citizen, the former president taking them from his time in the U.S. Senate after he left the vice presidency in early 2017. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.